I want to encourage you during this time of uncertainty that you continue to rely on the promises of God. A significant verse is Galatians 2:20, where Paul says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is so important that we know that when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, he died for our sins according to the scriptures. That he was buried and on the third day he rose again from the dead according to the scriptures. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4. Jesus died for us. And now, Christ lives in us through faith in God, through faith in him and Jesus. It says, for by grace are we saved through faith. It is not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, and not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. It's all by God's grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, plus nothing else. Believe in Jesus. The goodness of God has not been canceled during this time. Wake up each morning and know that God loves you. And rejoice that he's with you each day. And begin your day with prayer. It'll go much better and much smoother when you begin with prayer. I pray that you'll be blessed by these messages. If you are able and moved by the Spirit to give to our ministry, please mail your donations to Augustana Lutheran Church, 3251 Midway Road, Duluth, Minnesota, at 55810. The title of our message is The Love and Faith of a Mother. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Almighty God, we come before your throne of grace in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, asking that the Holy Spirit would speak to our hearts, our souls, and our minds, that we may grow in your grace, in your knowledge, in your wisdom and understanding. And we ask that each person reading this word or hearing this word will be filled with your almighty presence. And that you would teach us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It is significant that the fifth of God's Ten Commandments requires children to honor their parents. This commandment not only requires honor, but has a promise. That your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God gives you. We are commanded to honor our fathers and mothers, and today we honor our mothers. A mother is always teaching and loving her children. My 90-year-old mother has a deep love for all her children, a love that never ends. She still gives advice to me. She hears something on the TV that I should know, or reads something in the paper, she'll call me. Do you take advice from your mother? Mothers have an important role in the church. It says in Scripture that Sarah was the mother of the children of promise. In Galatians 4:28. The mother of those who believe in Jesus Christ. Eve was the mother of all living, it says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 20. After Eve's first great sin, she trusted God and received forgiveness and salvation. Later, as the mother of Seth, she taught him and her grandson about the Lord and all his promises. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 26, it says, then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. We need more of this today. We need men calling upon God. Our message this morning will be on three faithful mothers. We look at the examples of Queen Bathsheba, Hannah, and both Timothy's mother Eunice and grandmother Lois. Our first example is thought that it is thought that Queen Bathsheba, the mother of King Solomon, wrote Proverbs chapter 31 to her son Solomon. It is she that taught him about the qualities to look for in a wife and the qualities of a mother. Every child is delivered with pain, but every birth is followed with joy and love by the mother. In Proverbs chapter 31, verse 2, Queen Bathsheba makes a vow to God for her son. And I think every Christian mother dedicates her children to God. When our daughters were born, the first thing we did, with my wife's encouragement, was to pray thanking God for our children. We thank God and ask for his protection and guidance in their lives. And God has always watched over them. I believe Christian mothers bathe their children in prayer because mothers have a deep love for their children. We should always thank God for their love and their faith. I believe Christian mothers bathe their children in prayer because mothers have that deep love for their children. We should thank God for their love and their faith. Every Christian mother is concerned about her children's moral and spiritual life. It's probably most often the mothers that make sure their children are in church. We have mothers that bring their children to church. In fact, grandmothers bring their children too. And we need to praise God for them. Mothers want their children to be honest, just, fair, and to learn of God and to learn of Jesus Christ. In Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31, we're given the qualities to look for in a wife. These are the qualities of a mother, qualities that mothers are known for. In verse 10, it says, an excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far above gold, far above jewels. In Proverbs 12:4, it states, an excellent wife is the crown of her husband. In Proverbs 18:22, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor from God. All of us who are married should know that our wives are a crown given to us by God. And we should treat our wives as precious jewels. How are you treating your wife? Are you treating her as a gift from God? Do you treat your mother as a precious jewel from God? Our wives and mothers are precious gifts from God. Wives and mothers give advice and correction, which is both wise and kind and filled with love. Mothers have a deep love for their children, which never ends. Our second example from Scripture is Hannah. Hannah made a vow to God for a child. She prayed for a son and promised that he would be set apart for God and he would serve God. She poured out her soul to God for a son, and God answered with Samuel, who would be a prophet. Hannah was a godly woman. Her strength was in the Lord. She rejoiced in God and in her salvation. Hannah knew how important her salvation was. There are three tenses to salvation. First, we have been saved. As John chapter 5, verse 24 says, truly, truly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has eternal life and does not come into judgment, but has passed out of death into life. Do you believe this? God has delivered us from the guilt of sin by the atoning death of Christ Jesus. Jesus paid the price for our sins that we could not pay. This is past tense. We have been saved through faith in Christ. As Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And this is justification by faith. We have been saved through faith. Secondly, we have present tense. God has delivered us from sin. We are being saved. We are delivered from the weakness of the flesh. This is sanctification. The Holy Spirit is at work changing our habits and helping us become more like Christ. Third, we have future tense. We will be saved. We have been delivered from spiritual death. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it says, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet appeared what we shall be. Yet we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we will see him just as he is. We will be saved. This is glorification. We will have a glorified spiritual body like Christ. We have been saved, we are being saved, and we will be saved. Hannah was rejoicing in her salvation. She said God was her rock. Many mothers prayed for their children, as Hannah did, pouring out their souls to God. Christian mothers have a deep love for their children and a faith in God. Our third example of a faithful mother is when Paul speaks of this deep love for and faith of Timothy. Timothy's grandmother, Lois, and mother, Eunice. In 1 Timothy chapter 1, or 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, it says this, for I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice, and I'm sure that it is in you as well. It doesn't speak of the father's faith, the faith of the father, only of the grandmother and mother. Timothy's Christian faith was due to more than anything else to his godly teachings of his mother and grandmother. Are you teaching your children and grandchildren about Christ? Paul wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Timothy knew of God as a child, and he knew of faith in Jesus Christ as a child. Queen Bathsheba was faithful, Hannah was faithful, and Lois and Eunice were faithful. These godly mothers knew God's word and relied on it during good and bad times. And they passed this on to their children. They knew Psalm 46:1, which says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. They knew that God could take them through their hardships, and they trusted in God with all their hearts. Those who believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, Lord, and as the Son of God, know that Christ has conquered sin and death by his sacrifice and resurrection. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 55, it says, death has lost its sting, and now death brings believers into the presence of the Lord. Death opens the doorway to eternity and brings us home to be with the Lord. Every godly parent is worthy of real honor every day and not just once each year. Proverbs 31, verse 28 says, her children rise up and bless her, her husband also. He praises her, saying, in verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears the Lord, she is to be praised. It is so important to have a wife and a mother that knows and believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, and as the Son of God. Proverbs 31:28 says again, her children rise up and bless her. Blessed here means from whom joy radiates to others. Men, are we blessing our wives? And children, are you calling your mother blessed so her joy can radiate to others, as the scripture says, as the scripture promises? Verse 30 says what an excellent wife and mother is. But of all the qualities to look for is that she knows Jesus Christ as her Savior. We should be praising and encouraging our wives and mothers, thanking God for such precious gifts. We should be thanking our wives and mothers for their advice, encouragement, love, prayers, and walk of faith. Let's pray. Father in heaven, almighty God, we just praise you and thank you for this very word that you're teaching us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for our wives and for our mothers. And we ask, God, that you be with them today and bless them each today and each and every day. In your precious and holy name, Jesus, we pray this. Amen.